You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all these? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Sisters and brothers, the gospel for our salvation. If you grew up in church, this is one a little bit popular story about how Jesus was rejected by his hometown, his people, and perhaps maybe some of his family. Now it says that no prophet has an honor except from his own home. People are skeptical of Jesus when he spoke to his own hometown, the friends that he grew up with, the people that played with him as a child, to his siblings, family, and relatives. Who is this that speaks in this way? Who is this one who speaks in this way with such authority? Or better yet, with this kind of audacity and arrogance? Is this not the carpenter's son? So they ask, is this not the carpenter's son? Is this not Mary's son? Amen? Si Joseph nga, hindi pinangalanan eh. Pero, is this not Mary's son? The one who was conceived with sin and shame. No? In the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, we hear of the story where Mary conceived when he was betrothed to Joseph. And to the people who didn't know, that would have been some form of gossip. Isang chismis, no? Ala, nag-anak, meron, nagbuntis siya kahit siya ay betrothed na with someone. So is this not Mary's son, the one who's conceived in sin and shame? Do we not know his brother, yung brother niyang adik? Or yung sister niya na tulad ng nanay niya, maaga rin nabuntis? The sad reality is that those who know us, and even more, those who love us, those who love us the most are the very ones who will not and cannot believe us when we speak truth to power. Really? Totoo ba? Gay pastor? Anak, bakit ka papasok ng seminaryo? And of all seminaries, bakit Protestant? Katoliko tayo. You have been in a Catholic school all your life. Yes, they know us too well. Being too familiar and intimate with us, knowing all the embarrassing things about us growing up, our own families and friends cannot believe and cannot accept that we have become something totally different. As pastors, as activists, as advocates, as queer Christians. They cannot believe and accept our new story as HIV advocates. They cannot believe our story as gay pastors, lesbian pastors. They cannot believe our story that we indeed can be queer and Christian. They cannot believe and accept our new story and new message of justice and peace. Our new path. Ano bang napapala mo dyan, anak, friend, mare, sis? Ano bang napapala mo dyan sa lahat ng pinaggagawa mo? And when we speak prophetic things, they are unable to believe and oftentimes are the ones who will judge us, reject us, and invalidate us. Therefore, as it was some 2,000 years ago, is the same thing today. A prophet is without honor in his or her own home, in his or her own tribe. And this is not just in the family or relatives. This is also true with our LGBT community. We as queer Christians are prophets inside and outside of our LGBT community and the network of advocacy. But we are easily dismissed through neglectful civility, through non-responsiveness, or an outright revisionism, a change of our history. Particularly when a few people would say that the 1994 Pride March is not the Pride March, you know? And one might think that it is because one of the organizers there is MCC, a religious group. Or that the other reason is because the other group, other than MCC, was an activist group. So inside and outside of the LGBT community, a prophet has no honor. Particularly inside our own tribe, our own queer tribe. The internalized homophobia and intolerance, of our community and the movement, has a hard time believing and accepting that it is okay to be gay and Christian. That many LGBT people are indeed people of faith and deep spirituality, and that we are as effective preachers and prophets that proclaims justice and love of God inside and outside of our LGBT community. And so, as Jesus did, so must we. We must be prophets. Prophets wherever our message can be accepted. That's why, after so many times, after so many struggles and so many years, since 1991 and 1994, MCC continues to be here, as Jesus did. We have to be prophets wherever our message can be accepted. Wherever, however, we must journey to the peripheries, to the margins, to other towns and cities and tribes beyond of Nazareth, outside of Nazareth, where we are welcome, where we are celebrated, where our story matters, when people believe that the reign of God is also for queer people. We must journey together as rainbow prophets and queer Babaylans, forming our own chosen families and friends, bound together by our shared mission and service to all, just like Jesus did. He journeyed and formed his own chosen families and friends. The movement becomes our family, and the mission becomes our tribe. You and I are prophets. Do not be discouraged and do not fear. We are prophets of the living God. Maybe not among our family and our immediate friends, or maybe not even in the larger portion of our LGBT community, but certainly We are God's voice. We are God's voice of hope and freedom to those whose hearts are crying out to God. Amen.